It has been too long since the last time we spoke. You're listening to Your Favorite Media. I'm Monica. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bing versus Google. This has been the fight, the question of all time. Well, if you're an online marketer, that might be true. If you're a regular person, who cares? If you own a business, this is worth listening to. Today, I'm discussing three reasons that I prefer Bing Ads instead of Google AdWords. I know it's crazy. No one understands it until you listen. But trust me, I'm always looking out for your best interest when it comes to where to spend your money for your small business. Stay tuned. So there's Google, which is the king of search engines traditionally. And now, today we're talking about Bing, which has 33% of the market. It started in 2009. And the reason why I'm beginning to favor Bing over Google is for the three reasons that we talk about today. Number one, Bing advertising, the experience has improved so much more. Reportedly, there's been a 25% increase in click volume to Bing ads. What does that mean? Well, this means that more people are using Bing as a search engine to find different products and services, 25% more, which is great. Now, a lot of people ask, well, is it worth spending search engine marketing dollars on Bing? And when we talk to the CEOs and the marketing managers of different companies that are bigger, much bigger than my boutique agency, they talk about Bing being a fantastic investment for small business budgeting. And that's because, I use this cliche all the time, but you get more bang for your buck. Now, Bing AdWords is super cool because you're going to pay less for the same keywords. Again, we talked about keywords, right? So the way that these campaigns work is businesses in the same industry compete for keywords. So for example, the most popular keywords for somebody looking for a dog watcher for the weekend is pet sitter or dog sitter. And so when you're a business that provides that service, you're competing against Joe Schmo, your competitor, and you're both going to try to pay more money to be able to show up in the search rankings towards the very top. Does that make sense? So, excuse me. So let's play the role of somebody, a client looking for a pet sitter. I type into the search engine, dog sitter near me. Now, all of these names of businesses come up. Usually it'll show the map, the Google map or the Bing map that shows where they are near me and their reviews, whether it's through Yelp or through Google. And also this information card that's a listing that has a phone number, the website, etc. Okay. So how do companies get into that search result for the client, the potential client? That's through these campaigns, which are the AdWords campaigns, whether you're using Bing or Google. The thing is, when you have more competitors using a search engine for marketing their businesses, it drives the price of these popular keywords up. Now, think about Bing that's being used less than Google. You have less competitors on there, which means that you're going to rank higher for less money. And even though it only has 33% of that market, think about how much of the market your business needs to have in order to be a runaway success, right? So keep that in mind. I also want you to know that there are more improvements to come. Bing is focused on improving its service. And that's a nice thing because Google has gotten comfortable. Now, the third reason why I'm preferring Bing over Google is that Google inflates search engine rankings of its own pages. So before, Google used to stand up and say that they swore that its search engine delivers unbiased results. However, research has shown that that's not the case. So if you want to be in the industry of online marketing and marketing your business, I highly recommend Bing. I'm not getting a cut of anything that has to do with promoting Bing-related products. I just want you to know where to spend your money. If you have any questions, send me a message at monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. Thank you, Lindsay, for asking about Bing and putting it on my radar. We're going to focus more on Bing in the incoming months for season 2. And also, you can leave me a message right here on the Anchor app if you're using Anchor to listen to this podcast. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Monica. This is Your Favorite Media. I would be nothing without our sponsors. I want to take a moment to thank yourfavoritemedia.com, Santa Teresa Children's Night Clinic, P3 Physical Therapy, Alex Neal Probate Lawyer, and El Paso Legends Baseball Academy. These are all great businesses that you can trust in the El Paso area, and they help me do what I do. Thanks so much for listening. Your Favorite Media.